We had security gap because the desired security was higher than the actual security in the company. This security gap triggered some decision, which was invest in technology. This decision led to integration of this technology so it works properly. This led to an increase in the performance of the technology, which then affected the security by increasing it. When the security increases, then the security gap decreases. So this feedback loop has the impact of addressing the problem, decreasing the problem. So the next picture shows the same feedback loop again, but now we have put in here a sign that indicates that this is a loop. This arrow going round indicates this is a loop. The point of the arrow shows how this should be read in this direction, like with a clock. And it is labeled with a tag. And the tag is first a B, and then some name. So the B is the first letter of balancing. And the idea is to communicate that the impact of this feedback loop is to balance the security, that is to control or to get it equilibrated. So it is a short term for saying that the security gap increases, the resulting propagation of effects and causes tends to offset or to balance the initial change. Let's do that with RenSim. How do we make this circular loop? We do that with this icon here where you see sketch comment, which I am pointing to. If I click on the sketch comment, and then I click here in the middle, then I can put some text, and I put here the B. And I don't remember exactly what I had, but I think it was something like tech-driven security, and that's the text. I select the font italic so that it looks differently from the names of the variables. And then I select here, in shape, the loop clockwise, which is this one. Click OK. And then it looks a little bit too small, and I have to expand this by dragging. And I drag it until it looks like this and put it in the middle. So in this way, I have put a label to the feedback loop. And Fadil, since you came a little bit later, I show how to put this symbol here. And you do that in RenSim with this sketch comment, which is the one I am pointing here. I will do it later again with a different one so you can see that. Okay, so that was the slide number 9 that explains here what I did. So it is nice to put in the feedback loops a shorthand like this, because that makes it easier to read. It gives you immediately on the first side a label for a feedback loop. The B says it is balancing. Later we will see there is a different possibility that it should be reinforcing. And the short text summarizes what the feedback loop does. Now, what happens is the following. What we have seen so far, okay, in the previous slides, is the decision, the intervention made by the security officer to solve the problem. It is an action or an intervention. And I'm going to argue that this is not all, because this action will have an unintended consequence. And this unintended consequence is the following. In many enterprises and companies, there is an exaggerated belief that technology solves all. And it is easily overlooked that this technology is not all, that you need other things. You need to manage the security. And what often happens is that this is forgotten. And this is shown in the following way. The technology investment has two consequences. One is the desired one, and that is to lead the path to improve security. But the other one is by believing that technology is old, neglecting the necessity to have an information security management system, which I think I put here, information system security management. Okay. It's a slightly different acronym that we had before, but you understand that it's the same thing. So more technology investment leads to neglect of the management part. And the management part is so that it will affect the technology performance. So the better the management was, the better the technology performance will be. That's the plus. And the other way around. So we close this in this way. So let's do that with Vensim. So I put here the variable, and now I am going to put it correctly. Information security management system. In the other, I had ISSM. It is meant to be the same, but it is not the usual way. And then I take the arrow from here, and I can do two things. Either click here and then move this, or I could have clicked from here once in between, and that will give me this arrow here. And then the idea is more technology investment leads to less to neglection, to less management quality, so we put here a minus. How is the influence from the information security management system on technology performance? Well, this is normally a good one. I click here, so it is like this. So the better this management is, the better the performance is, so this must be a plus. So, is that all? No, I want to indicate one thing more. Some of these influences need time to have an impact. They have a delayed impact. And when there is, when there is a significant time delay between the influence and the effect, then we put a double slash to indicate this. So I right click here and put the delay mark here. And whenever you see this, this is telling you, yes, there is an influence, but it is an influence that takes time. Significant time to have an effect. This is a little bit a black-white depiction because everything takes some time. But when we put this delay mark, it's because it takes a lot of time. Now, what happens is the following. I have actually created a second feedback loop. If you look now at the screen at what I am doing, and you start on technology investment, move down to information security management system, continue to technology performance, follow the arrows to security, follow to security gap, follow to technology investment, and you have a closed loop, which is like this. It's a long loop, but it is a loop. Now, if you look at this loop, what kind of impact does it have? You have to walk through the loop. And you do it is the following way. You start somewhere, for instance, with security gap. And you say, assume by some reason that the security gap has increased. This can be due that the security of the company is now less good. Time has moved, there are more threats and so on. So perhaps the security gap increases because the security in the company has decreased. Or it could increase because the management desires to increase the security, so they set a higher security gap. Anyhow, security gap has increased. This leads to an investment in technology. More security gap, more technology investment. And now we follow the new line. More technology investment leads to neglecting the information security management system. Less of that. Less of that, and that's important, means because of the equal polarity to less technology performance. Less technology performance leads to less security. Less security leads to even more security gap. So what happened is an increase in the security gap propagates here through this and leads to even more security gap. So we are seeing here something that we call reinforcing. An initial change, more security gap, leads over time to even more security gap, which is, of course, completely undesired. We are having here a reinforcing loop. Let's put a sketch comment. Click on sketch comment. Click on that. We put an R because it is reinforcing. And some name. What did I call this? Let me see here. Yes. Okay. Information security management system in the shade. That means neglected. Okay. Put it italic. And the loop, the way I have drawn it is going with a clock, so look clockwise. But this is arbitrary. I could draw it in a different way. For instance, if I have this arrow instead of going so, then I will have a loop that was counterclockwise. It will say the same thing. So whether it is clockwise or counterclockwise depends simply on how you have drawn it. But you help the reader to make out what this is by putting this circular arrow. So I have now an unintended side effect, an unintended consequence of the intended one. The intended one is to solve the problem of increasing security gap through technology. The unintended one in this case story is that the enterprise is not aware of the importance of having a good management system. This has been neglected because of too much technology belief. And because this is neglected over time, with a time delay, this will lead that the very technology performance that you want to improve actually is affected in the opposite direction. And this is kind of counteracting your desired effect. This happens very often in practice, that you implement some solution and you get the opposite of what you want. Or in the minimum, that you get something that is decreasing the impact of your decision. So, so we have here an additional feedback loop that goes like this. Actually, I have drawn that slightly differently. As I see now, I put that this influence is directed to security. This can be discussed. Let's have a look here. How do you think should I put this arrow? Should I put it to the technology performance or just to the total security? Because it could be both things. So, if you are management security, not managing it well, it is decreasing the performance. But another possibility is actually that this is decreasing the awareness of the staff. The staff thinks everything is solved I can't make mistakes, I don't have to care, and so on. So both things could be the fact. In fact, this is not, it depends on the organization, it depends on the enterprise, which is the main effect. So if I put it here, I am saying, because security is badly managed, the things start to decay, the performance becomes worse. But I could argue a different thing, and look at what I am doing. I'm moving this. I put a hand here. You see it, I selected the hand. I take hold of this and move it, oops, come on, here, to security. In this way, I have it as it is in the diagram. But this is a different assumption. I am assuming here then that the because I have a bad management, I haven't cared enough of training, I haven't cared enough about awareness in the company, I haven't cared enough about compliance and so on. So this affects the security. So I could, depending on the company that I am studying, the effect could go both ways. And you could, in principle, have one with both. You could have this and this as well. You could have an impact directly on the technology performance, and one in addition to the security because of the decrease in awareness, bad compliance, and so on. So whatever you like. But in order not to make it complex, I leave it at one. And if you want to delete something, you use this guy here. It looks like a big fish with a big mouth. Select it, click on that, and then it disappears. I hope that you're aware that I am telling you this is not just physical laws of nature. There are questions of people involved here. It's a question of decisions. So, for instance, the first arrow, I don't know if there's a possibility of pointing somewhere. Is there a pointer? Position, menu, I don't see a pointer here. No. So I used my mouse for that. This here is a decision of the management. To close the security gap, we invest in technology. There could be a different decision. It could be the problem is the people, we have to train them. Or it could be both. We need better technology and we need a training program and so on. So I am telling you a story of a fictitious case, something that I have invented, where I say in this enterprise, because there's a security gap, the management makes the decision to invest in technology. Okay? So this is a decision of the business. This is also a decision. If I have technology, I have to integrate it. The next thing is less like a decision, it's a consequence. If I have technology and it is well integrated, this is performed better. And because this is technology to contain security, this improve security, this is going to improve the security. So some paths here, they are decisions, interventions. Some other paths, they are consequences of some decisions that we have made. Okay. Going back to this here, we have seen now two kinds of feedback loop, and we are seeing here that you can have an unintended consequence of your solution, your action, your intervention to address some things. In this case, this is the reinforcing loop, and it is counteracting or even stopping or annihilating, destroying the solution that you have improved. It depends again on the actual enterprise whether this vicious reinforcing loop completely destroys security or only diminishes the impact of your solution. Anyhow, this is undesired, but it is coming as an unintended consequence. So, again, reinforcing is a way of saying that some change that has occurred, whether it is an increase or decrease in a variable, ultimately strengthens the change. It does more of it. Now, reinforcing loops can have two effects. It depends on how they act. It can act in desired or undesired ways. In the desired way, the loop is a so-called virtuous circle. In Norwegian we say snillcirkel. In the undesired ways it is a vicious circle. In Norwegian we say und circle. In this case it is a vicious circle because too much emphasis on security by technology does not achieve the desired effects. Actually, it forces the management to invest more and more and more and more because the problem continues. You are in shooting yourself in your leg. So what do you do? The nice thing about these diagrams is that it gives you an idea of what is going on. It forces you to think, what should I do? And you could think perhaps a different solution. Or if I have the solution, I have already invested in technology and I'm seeing it's not working well enough, what should I do? Let's take it different, this course here. You have implemented, you have invested in security technology, and you are saying, oi, I haven't thought of this. I see security is decreasing because I didn't pay enough attention to the how to manage the security. Well, one way of correcting this is to understand that not only rely on security, you have to implement a security policy. And you can have different ways of triggering this. One is tying this to the technology performance. So, as you are seeing that this is having effect, an increase in the technology performance, you should then start paying attention to the security policy that should influence the management of the system in the right direction. So if you do that, that means that we will create here a new variable. Security policy is an action. It is something that you formulate and implement as a way to have a good management system. So we move this. You see, when using this anti, I can move things. I can move variables. I can move arrows. I can do all kind of things. So it is the hand here that gives you. We put it here. And then I create the arrow here, from here to here, and from here to here. And the idea is that this should be plus polarity, and this should be also a plus polarity, so as to improve the ICMS. And if you look at this now, then you see and follow the arrows, I have a new feedback loop. A feedback loop has to follow the arrows. So for instance, this is not a feedback loop if you go like this. Because when you come here, the arrow goes to the left, not to the right. So I cannot follow the arrows this way. But I can follow the arrows this way. Say it again. Yes, yes. Again, when I am putting the arrows here, I am assuming that in this enterprise, for instance, the implementation of the security policy has been tied to technology performance. But you could argue that it is a more proactive company and they start devising the security policy as they are integrating technology. So you could be right, but this would be a different example. No? So remember what I am drawing here is I am inventing a story about a company and saying that's the way it performs. If I was a modeler and you were, for instance, the company, the way I create these models, the way we did that, for instance, for Mnemonic is we get a number of people, experts from Mnemonic. You know Mnemonic company? Yes? They are in Oslo and they have deployed solutions in security for clients and so on. So they wanted to understand better how to handle security incidents. So we made a model for them in the course of a PhD study. And there were two supervisors and the PhD students. We were kind of three modelers. And then we had a group from Mnemonic, and we asked questions, and we had a process so as to create the model together. We have to do that with the client, with Mnemonic, because that is their problem. They know the issues and so on. But then we draw these diagrams according to the insights that we get from them. And in that case, I don't invent something. Rather, I get the problem from Mnemonic. And the diagram that I draw is the one for Mnemonic. But now for the teaching here, I have kind of invented a company and saying that's the way it is. I could use parts of what we did for Mnemonic, but it is when we create a model for a company, it is much more complicated than that. There are many more other things and so on. Okay, so if you follow this here, then let's see what happens. Suppose the security gap has increased, which leads us to invest in technology, which leads us to integrate technology, which leads to more technology performance. So far, it's more and more. The increase leads to more, which leads to more security policies, which leads to a better management system, which leads to a better security, which leads to less gap. So in this case, the increase leads in the end to a decrease in the gap, which is what we want. So that means I have a balancing loop. B, I have to give it a name. What name did I have here? Attention to security management. Okay, so I put here attention to security management. Make it italic, and it turns out to be also clockwise, so I put this here. And remember, it gets clock, so I have to drag here until I get the whole text. And you put it somewhere here. You put these tags in the other part of the loop. So it is obvious that this here is not for this loop because it is outside. So you have to look a loop that contains this, and it is this one. And now what we have is a more complete story. This is the initial idea to solve the problem. This here is the unintended consequence, the reinforcing loop. And this here is then the solution that we devise to diminish the impact of the unintended consequence. Of course, if we had made this together with a client from the beginning, then I would have argued, look, this is going over time to lead to decrease on neglect the management system, so we need to do that right from the beginning. So we need to implement a policy and give it a strong weight. How much weight you get to this is a different issue. Again, in the model, we will have to quantify these influences and whether the attention to the security policy is strong or not strong, and whether it comes early enough or late. That this depends on, again, on the enterprise. But my tool, as a modeler, I will explain that is what happens. That's what you need to pay attention. You better make sure that these links are strong, that you have an implementation of security policy, because otherwise you're going to forget about the management system, and this is going to drain on your security and so on. So we use these diagrams to illustrate the problems, discuss solutions, and then, because this is still qualitative, we have to discuss with the clients how do we do that in practice. How can we ensure that the information security management system comes up in early and it is strong, and how is this related to the security policy, and so on and so on. So that's the uses of the diagrams. Okay, so the result is another balancing loop and so on. Now what I would like to do is Have you been drawing with Vensim this along with me? Have you already started on doing that? All of you, or yes, Steinar? Okay. It will be good if you reproduce this so that you get a feeling for how Vensim works. Could you, all of you, then see if you can create the model or parts of the model and tell me if it's going okay? Okay? Can you do that? Have you installed Vensim already? You can do it at home. Yes. How is it with you, Adil? Have you Vensim?
Yes, I
have Vensim. Yes. So you have a tablet there with Android? Yes. Okay. Yes. But it is important that you practice this so that you can get a feeling of how to do that. By the way, these are the things also that you can do by hand. So if you have a pencil in hand, so you can start doing that. You scribe here, desired security. And you have the security. And you have a security gap. And this influences this in the same direction. If you increase the desired security, you increase the security gap. And this influences this in the opposite direction, so therefore the minus and so on. And in this way, you can do that. everything by hand. The nice thing with Vensim is, of course, that you can save this, and you can use this, and you can use that to document things. So I'm going to show you, for instance, how you do that, how you do document this. How did I create this presentation here in PowerPoint? Well, I'm going to show you, for instance, creating a new slide just for fun. Actually, I can take a new one. File, new. Okay, I have one here. Okay, so I have this plank here. you have Vensim here, and what you have to do is to create, you need either the hand or the lock here. With the hand you can make changes. If you put the lock, the whole diagram is now protected. Now you cannot change things. Even if you try to drag, you cannot do anything. So, if I want to have the whole diagram, I select everything and one way is edit, select all. And then you can take an edit copy and you go to the PowerPoint and take an edit paste or control V, and then you have the diagram here. The disadvantage of making select all is that Vensim is not clever enough, and this part didn't come well through. So I'm going to take this away and go back to Vensim and rather recommend. You see, I selected all, but it selected the variables, but this arrow is going outside. And you see the selection is only what is in this square here. So another way of doing that is draw a square somewhere, a virtual one. You click on that and drag and drag and drag, and make sure that this virtual rectangle includes everything. Then you release, and then you take a copy, edit copy, or control C, and then you go to PowerPoint and take and paste. And now I have everything. And what I did with this, you can do with Word and so on. In this way, you can document things. If you only need part of the diagram, then you draw correspondingly only a square, which is smaller. So in Vensim here, suppose you only want this part here, so you draw like this, for instance, and you will only copy part of it. So, but it is a little bit risky because it's difficult to get only the parts. Now it will look like this. If you take a control copy and so on. So control V, it will be like this. Part of it and so on. Anyhow, these are the things that you can do. And in this way you can document what you are doing. Are you managing this with Vensim? Going okay? No problems? And you got also the idea of the sketch comments and the balancing and so on. Okay. There are many things you can do with this, but for the time being, it is enough. Just one thing: when you start with Vensim, I'm saving this. File new model. You get a window here. And this window you can ignore for the time being. Just take OK or whatever. Because this window is only important for later when we are doing numerical simulations. So you just click OK, and that is the choice of when the time starts, when it ends, and which units of time you have and how the computations are done. This is irrelevant if you are only thinking of the graphics. So you click OK and that's it, and you can then start driving. And the things we have been using is this symbol to select variable. The first one, there's another one, but that gives so-called box variables, which we don't need now. If you had selected this and you put here some name like security, then it gives you a box. And this is a way of indicating that this variable is a so-called stock. And we don't need that for the time being. Later we will. So we have used this for selecting variables, this for selecting arrows, this one for selecting commands, this one for deleting things, the hand for moving things, and the lock to lock in the diagram so that it cannot be changed. Later we will learn to use other things. Okay. So, summarizing. I want to alert you that there are benefits and disadvantages in using the causal loop diagrams. Mm. So, when do we use the causal loop diagrams? To start sketching a model, but then you shouldn't, we call it conceptualizing a problem, that is, translating ideas to concepts and diagrams that describe them. But they are also very good through communications, so that we can communicate with an audience. The shortcomings or disadvantages are they don't give you numbers so that you cannot measure effects. They are purely qualitative. Also, they simplify things. They are not precise enough. We will later see that there are actually different kinds of variables with different properties, and you have to account for that if you want to get really simulations with numbers and see what happens over time. Another thing is that because of this high level of detail, there are some things that the causal loop diagrams cannot describe. So in a sense, they are hiding important information. And there is some text here which at the moment you will not understand, the number of levels in the system, which is the order, and all kind of things. They forget it for the time being. This is just a way of expressing, communicating to you that this, there will be a continuation, and these things will be later explained in detail. Even another thing is that there are, because causal loop diagrams will be simple, they are parts of the problem that cannot be described in causal loop diagrams. So they suppress some possible variables, some possible structures of variables that can be relevant. So if you stick to sketching, to sketches rather than finished models, and to communication of ideas, then you are on safe ground. But if you have more ambition, then you have to go beyond the causal loop diagrams and create models that can be simulated and that show the behavior over time. This we can do we can do later. In fact, that's not so difficult. Just for fun, I can give you an example of a model that simulates. So let me start again. File, new model. And here I make a solution, initial time 0, final time 100, over months. Okay, we can leave it like this. And then you can do something like this. You can create a box where you call it the security. And to improve the security, you have to invest in security. And this is kind, you put it this way. Okay, and the idea is that security is kind of like a container, something you have invested in, and that is the investments that are coming in. And you could have a policy of having some growth in security over time. So you could put here security growth. Like this, and this security will lead to this, and to security investment something. And you can put some numbers. Don't take this too seriously, because I'm just telling a story. But security growth could happen with a certain rate. And then you can start putting equations, and you can suppose that the rate is 2%, 0.02. And the initial security could be, for instance, be some number like 20. Don't take this too seriously. It is just a play that I'm doing just to show you how we can simulate. And then the security growth, we assume, you see this is the equations here where we are. Security growth should be the security multiplied with the rate. Later you will learn to do this in detail. And the security investment could be equal to the security growth. And then I finish the model. And I can simulate, and that's the running man here. And then I can look at the security and see what happens, and I get this increase here over time. So this is the simulation. It starts with 20 and increases all the time. So that shows you that I can do simulation with Vensim. And in this case, I selected security. I could select the security growth and look at this, and then it looks like this, slightly different, all kind of things. So I can, in principle, create models that show me what happens over time. So window, pop, output, forward, here. Here you have the security. You have the time from 0 to 100 months.